Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, November 25th. Coming up, we'll learn about the benefits and risks of water fluoridation. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. With Thanksgiving on the horizon, many are making plans to gather with family. But these gatherings come with the risk of getting tense if people don't share the same political views. IPM student reporter Anna Koh sought advice from a local expert on relationships.
Our family members can bring out the best in us, but they can also bring out the worst, says Alan Barton, an assistant family studies professor at the University of Illinois. He says having shared history means family members can get under your skin when opinions clash. If the conversation starts to derail, Barton says, try to act as a thermostat.
If things start to get really heated and intense, what can I do to lower the temperature of the room? Okay, that's this idea of being a thermostat. So when things are cold, try to raise the temperature to bring some warmth. And when things are too hot, try to help cool things down.
Barton says family is important, so it's good to find ways to make positive connections during the holidays. I'm Anna Koh, IPM News.
Faculty at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign are working to make college textbooks more affordable for students by writing and publishing their own free online textbooks. U of I copyright librarian Sarah Benson is working with professors on the project, which is sponsored by the University Library.
Students are really held hostage in a way, right, by this marketplace because they don't have many options. If they're taking Calculus 101, they have to read Calculus 101. And if you don't read the textbook, your grades will suffer.
The project has published 4 open source textbooks so far and has 17 more in production. Most of the books were funded through grants from the Office of the Provost and the Illinois State Library. Benson says they may not be able to produce any additional textbooks next year unless they can secure more funding. A measure before Illinois lawmakers will let high school athletes transfer schools and immediately play sports. Alex Degman reports.
Right now, a number of eligibility factors determine whether transfers can play right away, and if they can't, how long they have to wait. But the measure before lawmakers says schools could not have any policy to restrict them from playing. Former State Senator Mike Connolly is a basketball coach at Bennett Academy in Lisle. He told a House committee that students sometimes transfer from large public schools to small private schools for academics.
That child shouldn't have to sit out because they played football. Athletics are also part of your overall academic experience. And I think it's somewhat punitive.
Some school districts testified that the bill takes away their local control. Lawmakers have until January 7th to pass the bill before it dies. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, we'll learn about the benefits and risks of water fluoridation. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, here's meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for cloudy skies with a chance of light rain or drizzle and a high of 58 degrees and a west wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, clearing skies with a low of 26 degrees, northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder with a high of 42 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 32 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour, and for Wednesday, cloudy with a mix of light rain and snow likely and a high of 43 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, scholars have pored over every aspect of Lincoln's life, but there are still new interpretations.
So this idea that Lincoln was gay is not true because there was no such thing as gay back then, but there were behaviors.
We'll talk with a documentarian and 2 historians about whether Lincoln was, as the title of the film suggests, a lover of men. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. When you pour a glass of water from your tap in the United States, it's likely that glass has a small therapeutic dose of fluoride. The mineral has been added to our water for roughly 80 years to reduce cavities. But that might change. Trump's pick to head the Department of Health and Human Services has said he wants to remove fluoride from U.S. water systems. Side Effects Public Media's Ben Thorpe says some health experts are worried while others say emerging research may back up the effort.
Donald Xi was surprised to hear fluoride had become part of a U.S. presidential campaign.
It's really rare for someone, who has influence at the federal level to take a stand on an issue that directly affects oral health.
Xi is an associate dean for research in the School of Dentistry at the University of Washington and says that fluoride has been a staple of oral medicine for roughly 80 years.
So every time you drink tap water that's fluoridated, you get that protection from cavities.
It's likely water fluoridation has saved many of us from multiple painful dentist visits since the government added it to the water in the 1940s. It was so successful that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention dubbed it one of the greatest public health interventions of the 20th century. Now, roughly 200 million Americans receive fluoridated water from a community water system. So, what would happen if fluoride was removed? If you brush your teeth twice a day with fluoride toothpaste and don't eat a lot of carbs and sugars, you might not notice a big difference. But for many people, that's not the case.
Particularly, it makes a difference for people who have difficulty with toothbrushing.
That's James Dickinson. He's a professor of community health sciences at the University of Calgary in Canada.
And it makes a difference for everybody at all ages.
His city voted to end the use of fluoride in drinking water. It was a natural experiment of sorts, and the result was clear.
There's a steady increase in the amount of rotten teeth, and that means children who have multiple fillings, yeah, children who need general anesthetic to have major tooth surgery.
But emerging science has begun to indicate some risks associated with fluoride at high levels. Earlier this year, a federal health agency released findings from an 8-year review of studies mostly outside the U.S. The agency concluded that it had moderate confidence that fluoride at levels roughly double those found in U.S. water systems could be associated with lower IQ in children. The American Academy of Pediatrics pushed back against this review and questioned its validity. But that review is not the only report to show such an association. Ashley Mollin worked on one of those studies. She's an epidemiologist at the University of Florida. And she says,
the concentration needs to be reduced in community water or that the practice needs to be ended altogether.
Mollin studied urine samples from pregnant women in Los Angeles. She looked at total fluoride exposure, not just from drinking water. Her study found an association with negative impacts on children's behavioral health.
And so this is an association that we observed. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's causal, but it is consistent with numerous other studies published in North America.
Mollin says the research is increasingly pointing to a trade-off between health risk and health benefits. But most dental experts say it is far too soon to make changes to public health policy. Xi, with the School of Dentistry at the University of Washington, says there would be clear consequences for removing fluoride, and we need more studies to determine how much risk is posed by the dose of fluoride added to water.
Rarely is one study going to definitively tell us all the answers we need to make, a decision. So science is cumulative.
In the meantime, Xi says, the onus will be on public health experts to explain the latest science that recommendations are based on to the American people. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Ben Thorpe.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Anna Koh, May Antar, Alex Degman, and Ben Thorpe. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.